Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette tape series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. This month's speaker needs no introduction. Jim Olstinski has done numerous business tapes in the past, plus several tapes for our Service Sense tape series. In addition to being the editor for Plumbing and Mechanical Magazine and the award-winning PHC Profit Report newsletter, Jim has had an annual session at the National Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Contractors Convention with contractors. Jim gives cash rewards during the session to contractors across the nation who present innovative ways to cut costs and or increase sales and profits. This tape is going to summarize 101 of those ideas. Get your pen and paper ready to write. Here we go.
What I intend to do here in the next 45 minutes or so is share with you some of the best business ideas I've heard from service contractors. There's a lot of material to cover, 101 tips and ideas, in fact, so if you don't mind, I'll dispense with flowery introductions and get right to the meat. Number one, want to recruit good trade workers who are both mechanically competent and willing to do things your way? Contact a local trade school and offer to teach a class in your specialty. Keep your salary demands modest, remembering that your main goal is to get first crack at promising talent. You also are likely to find it personally rewarding. Or, be sure to volunteer for a joint apprenticeship committee in your area for the same reason. These are the best ways to make sure you get the best shot at the best people. Number two, flat rate service companies, as a rule, make more money than those wedded to the old time and materials tradition. One study of companies in the HVAC field found that HVAC firms switching from time and materials billing to flat rate pricing increased average service rates by over $12 an hour. With an average technician generating 1,200 billable hours per year, this means $57,000 of additional annual profit for a typical four-truck HVAC service firm. Actually, I think that old study is on the low side. Most companies I've heard of that go from time and materials to a flat rate basis increase their sales and profits by much more than that. Tip number three, so-called clover leafing can be an inexpensive but quite effective means of business promotion. An appliance company in Michigan has its service techs leave promotion packages at neighboring homes after a job. A doorknob card advises that their company performed a repair at the neighbor's house and invites the party to check with the neighbor on the quality of the work performed. Better get permission from customers to use their name before you do this. The service tech leaves an employee number at the top of the card. If a neighboring homeowner places a call, he or she is asked for that number. The tech gets a 5% commission on that order and 3% on every subsequent one from that household. This gives techs the incentive to distribute the doorknob cards. Number four, keep customers comfortable. We heard of an HVAC dealer that routinely pays for a night in a hotel when a family is without heat or air conditioning due to an equipment replacement. The cost is factored into the job quote, yet customers don't normally realize that. This is a good idea for plumbing firms and remodelers as well during major projects. Don't let customers be inconvenienced by loss of bathroom or kitchen or air conditioning facilities. Number five, cross-market with hotels in your area. Look for cross-marketing opportunities with local hotels or motels whereby you promote them in return for free or steeply discounted room rates. Promote the motel to your customers as a place to put up friends and relatives who come to visit. Number six, turn your business card into a sales brochure. Your business card can be a selling tool if you add a persuasive headline and eye-catching graphic. List your products and services and include a discount coupon. Consider a two-panel, four-page card, or at least print on both sides. It's an ideal sales tool because you can use it in countless situations where a regular brochure is inappropriate. Best of all, cards are cheaper than big brochures, so print several versions tailored to different markets and hand them out like crazy. Tip number seven, make your mail sell. Everything that leaves your business should sell. All envelopes, packages, boxes, etc. should carry sales messages. Use bright, bold, eye-arresting graphics. Always place flyers, coupons, and other sales material inside. You're already paying for shipping or postage, so spend a little more to solicit sales. 8. Get referrals from peers and from competitors. How? Just ask. They may be overloaded or lack the expertise needed. Offer to trade referrals with them. If necessary, invite them to review your services to assure you won't embarrass them. Be sure to do the same if you're not sure of them. If you wind up with someone's regular customer doing this due to an unusual situation, don't try to steal the customer. Word will get out and you'll hurt future referrals. Number 9. Create a free outside sales force. How do you do that? Give your customers and employees coupons and discount cards they can bestow on friends and family, but include a place where they fill in their names. Give them a gift whenever a specified number of cards is used. Also, reward employees when they bring you names of legitimate prospects. If a prospect places an order, reward the employee again. Don't have a sales force? You do now. Number 10. Cross-promote with other businesses. Team up with non-competing businesses such as restaurants or grocers, and you'll reach more prospects for less. Consider joint mailings, ad campaigns, promotions, and contests. Exchange coupons, services, products, and window display space. Find partners who want the same kinds of customers as you. Number 11. Be a joiner. Most people prefer to deal with people they know. So become known by joining clubs, charities, civic groups, other organizations. You'll have a great chance to meet and sell people in a low-key, casual setting. Also give speeches, conduct free how-to demonstrations, sponsor local teams, and find other opportunities to make yourself visible in the community. Number 12. Watch for free publicity opportunities. Newspapers, radio, and TV stations always want things that will interest their audiences. Scan your business for anything new, such as milestones, achievements, tie-ins to current events, human interest situations, or other useful information. When one develops, call your local media. Ask for a reporter or the news department. If your story is newsworthy, they will do the rest. Number 13. Use low-cost niche media. Target narrowly defined markets so you don't waste scarce money reaching people who aren't prospects. Start with local community and ethnic newspapers. Also check out church, club, school, and employee publications. Look at special interest radio and TV shows, especially cable TV. Don't overlook time-tested attention getters like ad specialties and premiums, bumper stickers, buttons, matchbooks, decals, t-shirts, ads on restaurant placemats, balloons, signs on vehicles, sidewalk signs, door-to-door handouts. You can also stage special events and contests to create publicity and sales. Number 14, fingerprint premiums. The Plumbing and Mechanical Contractors Association of Northern Illinois came up with an almost perfect premium that is inexpensive, useful, endears you to the customer, and is unlikely to ever be thrown away. It's a little cardboard brochure for parents to record the fingerprints of their children. My Print Pal is their trademark title. There is also a section for the child to record his or her address, phone number, mom's and dad's work addresses and phone numbers, and a host of other pertinent information. Contact your local police department to get started with a fingerprinting program of your own. Number 15. Use round stickers. It makes sense to plaster stickers with your name, logo, and phone number everywhere you can on customer premises. Next time you have some printed up, get round ones. They are harder to peel off than any other shape. Number 16. Use temporary agencies for trial employment. I know of a large commercial HVAC firm in California that required non-union and administrative people to work for the company through a temporary agency for a trial period before being hired on a permanent basis. It helped them avoid wrongful termination lawsuits if the employee doesn't work out. Number 17. Make your brochure a keeper. Most company brochures get thrown away. You can improve the chance of yours being a keeper if you include in it a checklist or chart of useful information that people refer to repeatedly. For example, a metric conversion chart or Fahrenheit to centigrade scale. Number 18. Make crime pay. National crime databases show significant declines in our nation's overall crime rate due to an aging population. Yet some 90% of the American public believes crime to be on the rise and consequently has stepped up purchases of security equipment, ranging from heavy-duty locks to guns to guard dogs to electronic security systems. What's this mean for you? Use security as a marketing tool. Supply all field help with ID badges and business cards. Make it a point to call when the service tech is on the way. Promote yourself as a drug and alcohol-free company. Make a true first, of course. Also, take some time to check out the security systems business. It is booming and meshes well with plumbing, HVAC, electrical, and other home service businesses. Number 19. Put an end to change order freebies. According to construction management consultants at FMI, the most frequently overlooked change order costs are 1. Additional time, 2. Consumable supplies, 3. Small tools, 4. Cleanup, 5. As-built drawings, 6. Bonding, 7. Project insurance, 8. Material handling, 9. Safety, 10. Gas and oil, 11. Warranty reserve, 12. The cost of money. Number 20. Budget for charity. Be a good corporate citizen of your community by establishing a yearly budget for charitable contributions. In doing so, put aside a separate category for special donations unforeseen at the beginning of the year. Let employees choose how to disperse this money. 21. Make home shows pay off. Get a bigger bang for your bucks at home shows with the following. Go with a big booth, preferably one in the lobby, even if you have to pay extra. Put on demonstrations of products or services that interest people. Involve the audience in hands-on demos if possible. Offer munchies. Popcorn and pretzels are irresistible. Offer long-lasting premiums. Forget literature bags. They'll be thrown out right after the show. Give out hats, t-shirts, notepads, shopping lists, and other items with staying power. Sell, sell, sell. Don't look at a home show only as a PR opportunity. Come loaded with service agreements, literature, discount coupons, and special home show offers. Tip number 22, ask and ye shall receive. A key question to include on your customer reply cards is, can we put your name on our referral list of satisfied customers? That's the way you can get instant testimonials. Number 23, candid cameras. Smart contractors issue throwaway cameras to their field people to take photographs of vehicle accidents, unusual job site conditions, and other situations with the potential for litigation. 24. Zeros count. When you wish to minimize a price in print, say only $80 without the decimals. To emphasize savings, write save $80 with the decimals. Adding decimals and zeros makes amounts seem larger. Number 25, memo to the neighbors. A flyer left at the door of people in suburban Detroit was labeled memorandum and presented in the form of a memo. Here's what it read. Date, September 13th, 1995, to neighbors of 25537 Parkwood, Huntington Woods, from Mike, Jack, and Joe, Vision Construction, regarding two-story addition and three-car garage. The text begins. Vision Construction is happy to announce the start of another construction project in the Huntington Woods area. This extensive two-story addition and three-car garage is something you'll want to see. Please drive by 25537 Parkwood and take a look. The memo continued with a description of three other projects in the general area just completed or nearing completion, and stated that one of their bathroom additions was featured in Better Homes and Gardens. The flyer concluded with a reminder to schedule your job before the snow flies and call today for a free estimate. Here is a company that exudes confidence about itself and its work, yet it does so without bragging about itself. Instead, they appeal to the seeing is believing instinct in all of us, a super marketing idea. Number 26, renewing service agreements. Try to time a contracted maintenance call so that it coincides with renewal time for a service agreement. This way, your dispatcher can say, by the way, your agreement is about to expire. We can have our service technician pick up a check when he comes by. The technique uses what sales instructors call assumptive closing. This is casually assuming the customer wants to buy from you. Number 27, talk pay and benefits. Employees just like to talk about their wages or salaries. put a dollar value on all the benefits you provide and turn the conversation from, I'm only making $25,000 a year, to, you're costing me $34,000 a year. Number 28, forced free trial. A plumbing contractor in New England asks homeowners to let him install a new shower head or faucet free of charge for a few weeks. If at the end of the trial period the homeowner does not wish to buy it, he agrees to come out and replace it with the old one at no charge. If the homeowner wants to keep the new model, then he sends a bill for the product and installation. Last I heard, he had never been called to remove one. Number 29. It's not what you say, but how you say it. Rid employee vocabularies of the expression have to, as in, you'll have to be home when our service tech arrives. It sounds too bossy. Get into the habit of using friendlier expressions, such as, you'll want to be home when our service tech arrives. Please try to be home when our service tech arrives. Do me a favor and be home when our service tech arrives. Here are some other ways to spin positive expressions. Instead of saying, we can't get there until late afternoon, say, we can get there before the afternoon is over. Instead of, we're all out of those, say, we can have those available in just a few days. Instead of, I've never seen anything like this before, say, this is unusual, but we'll figure it out. Finally, get customer service reps to project some enthusiasm over the phone. Instead of saying, I'll have to transfer you to so-and-so, have them say, so-and-so is our expert on that subject. I'm sure he'll be glad to help. Number 30. Here's a simple way to weed out slow-moving inventory. When you do your annual or twice-a-year inventory count, place a dot sticker on each item counted. This way, you'll know that anything with more than two dots hasn't moved in over a year, and it's time to take it back to a supplier. 31. Valve tags. Scores of plumbing and HVAC service companies around the country win customers over with a free valve tagging service to identify household water and power shutoffs. Milwaukee plumbing and heating contractor Frank Blau started the concept. He now markets valve tags in Dayglow Orange with shutoff identification on one side and your company's business card on the other. For more information, contact Blau at 800-352-8728. Number 32. Want to save 15% on your advertising expenses? You can do so by making up your own ads in-house as opposed to using an advertising agency. If so, set up a separate corporation for your ad production department, even if it's only one person. Reason is that ad agencies traditionally get a 15% cut of all advertising billings. This amounts to a 15% advertising discount if you have a legitimate in-house ad agency. Number 33. Lost customers hurt a business in five ways. 1. Sales revenue drop immediately. 2. You lose future sales and profits. 3. It costs money to replace a lost customer. 4. The replacement may be of inferior quality. 5. Word-of-mouth exposure may be unfavorable. Studies have shown that a person who buys from a business once is twice as likely to purchase something again as a brand new customer. That's why it pays to bend over backwards to keep existing customers happy. 34. Patronize the competition. Who does the service work in your own home? Most contractors do it themselves or call on their own employees. Consider hiring competing firms instead, especially those you know to be good performers. You might pick up some useful operational techniques from them. It will also be a way to identify their good and bad employees. If you don't want to let them know who you are, have a neighbor book the job and pay the bill. Number 35. Boost service agreement renewals. Most firms that offer residential service agreements have trouble getting customers to renew them. That's because they typically sell the agreements by tying them to discounted prices during repair calls. Renewal percentages tend to be low, however, because customers fail to perceive enough value in the agreement itself. Some contractors boost their renewal rates by tying the renewal offer to credits off future work, such as $100 off future equipment purchases and $25 off any repairs. Also, any time an agreement customer calls for a repair within a few months of expiration, have your people remind the customer that it's time to renew. Try to sell renewals even if the agreement has several months more to go by using a while-you're-here sales approach. 36. Same day invoicing. Nothing beats COD for rapid payment and a healthy cash flow. Yet COD does have some drawbacks. It puts the onus on your service techs to make out handwritten invoices. This takes time, and the result is often an illegible scrawl riddled with misspellings. One company I know of solved this problem with a voicemail invoicing system. Upon job completion, customers sign a document stating that work has been performed satisfactorily and that an invoice will be sent separately within a day or two. Back in the truck, the service tech calls a voicemail box at company headquarters with all the job information, including hours and material used. Secretaries in the office then access those messages and type up professional-looking invoices that usually get mailed the same day. Tip number 37. Taylor Plumbing of Omaha, Nebraska is renowned for zany radio commercials and other offbeat promotions. One of them involves donating little toy footballs with the company's insignia to high school cheerleaders, who then throw them into the stands every time their team scores a touchdown. 38. Cash in on Earth Day. April 22nd is the annual Earth Day commemoration in which environmentalists remind Americans of the importance of pure air and water. This presents significant promotional opportunities for home repair contractors. Send out some Earth Day promotional mailings using recycled paper, and be sure to let everyone know it's recycled. If your vehicles run on atmosphere-friendly compressed natural gas, be sure to tout that as well. It's also a good time to step up promotion for sales of environmentally sound products like BioClean Drain Cleaner. 39. Sell BioClean. It's a bacteria and enzyme drain cleaning compound so safe you can ingest it without harm. Best of all, it's sold direct only to trade customers. For information, call Statewide Supply at 800-553-5573. Tip number 40. Find a niche. I met a plumbing contractor who used to specialize in office construction work until that market collapsed and almost drove him out of business. In short order, he started chasing parking garage work and has since done more than 100 projects in that specialty. This puzzled me. What plumbing is there in parking garages? Drainage and sprinklers, he explained. It isn't particularly tricky work, but not many people go after it. This is a perfect definition of a niche market. Where there's a will, there's a way. 41. A contractor's 900 phone service. No, there's nothing kinky about it. It was an experimental program called Talk Live with the Master Plumber, launched by a plumbing contractor in the Kansas City area in conjunction with local Payless Cashway stores. Customers paid for the call at a rate of $3.99 per minute. The contractor's company got part of that money, as well as promotional value and an inside track on rescue work. Number 42. Get back within 30 seconds to callers you put on hold. Research has shown that if you keep doing this, people will tend to hang on for up to 2 minutes. Otherwise, you'll lose them in about 40 seconds on average. 43. Those of you who do HVAC work, do you exclude refrigerant prices from service agreements? With so much uncertainty in this market, this may be a prudent thing to do. Number 44. Easiest way to communicate change order procedures to field personnel is to simply find the section in the subcontract that pertains to submitting change orders, then enlarge it on your copier. Highlight it in pink or yellow and pass it on to all foremen and project managers. Failure to follow proper change procedures costs subcontractors a bundle. 45. Here's a great gift idea. A bag of gourmet coffee with your private label on it. This could be nothing more than one of your company's household stickers. 46. A fun way to do safety training is to take photos of various job sites. Then have your field workers or service technicians point out any possible safety hazards in those photos. Give out awards to the people who spot the most. 47. Money-back guarantees are as close as you can get to a sure thing in marketing gimmicks. Direct mail advertisers in particular capitalize on this technique. Give it a try on customers who are close to the edge of buying something and need just a little nudge. 48. Don't just sell longevity, sell it with flair. Instead of ad copy saying since 1983, say things like, protecting your health, safety, and comfort since 1983, your neighborhood contractor since 1983, showing you a better way since 1983. 49. Persistence pays off. Studies show that 80% of all sales are made after the fifth call. Yet statistics also show that 43% of salespeople make one call and quit, 25% make two calls, and 12% quit after three calls. Number 50. If you send out customer invoices, be sure to enclose a postage-paid business reply envelope. Not only is it a customer courtesy, BREs improve bill-paying response. Number 51. You'll get more out of conventions if you make it a point to spend at least 50% of your time at social events networking with people you've never met, instead of always clinging to old friends like most people tend to do. We're halfway home, friends. Bear with me. We've got 50 more tips to go. 52. Things every employee should understand, but most don't. A. That every time they are communicating with the customer believes they are quoting from the company's policy manual. B. That their job is to satisfy the customer, not just install or service the customer's home or business. C. That there are good reasons why you must mark up products or parts so high. Let your employees see a company's profit and loss statement. Many would be astounded to find out how little is left over to the bottom line after all the expenses get paid. D. That certain topics should never get discussed with a customer. Be sure you have a policy against bad-mouthing competitors or washing your company's dirty linen in public. Here's something else that every company should understand, but most don't. And that is E, that the customer is always right. And F, that as an employee, his or her main duty is to produce a profit for the business. If he or she can help you achieve this number one goal, then and only then will the owner be able to satisfy his or her objectives for better pay, benefits, and working conditions. Tip number 53. Make service agreements more attractive by adding as much value as possible. For instance, a plumbing service agreement should include things such as water heater flushes. This contributes to longer water heater life, but almost nobody does it. You can also polish faucets, put a shine on them like never before, and add insulation to hot water pipes leading away from the water heater to help conserve energy. Get the picture? Put things in that cost you little but have a high perceived value. 54. Keep employees entertained and interested in company business with monthly contests, such as guessing your gross sales for the month. Winners receive small cash prizes, restaurant certificates, and the like. 55. Please do not ever hire a service technician without conducting an exhaustive background investigation of driving and criminal records. You must get the employee's permission to do so, but anyone who says no ought to be suspect. 56. Is business bad? Down in the dumps? Cheer yourself up by keeping a success file filled with encouraging letters, award certificates, documents of jobs that made lots of money, and other evidence that not everything you do is wrong. 57. A basic rule of marketing is that so-called department store pricing almost always works best. That is, quote something as $89.95 rather than $90. Number 58. Do you use an answering service for after-hours emergency calls? Have your service instruct callers to stay off the phone for 10 minutes so your service tech can call them back. This prevents them from calling anyone else to handle the job. Clever, huh? 59. We're plumb crazy. That's the funky slogan of Master Plumbing Incorporated of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Their service people leave behind a 12-ounce jar of plum jam with a refrigerator magnet tied to it with a bow. The magnet says, when you're in a jam, call us. 60. Big and bold phone numbers are a good habit to get into for all direct response advertising, such as Yellow Pages and direct mail. For direct mail pieces, don't rely on people finding your number in the letterhead. Put it at the bottom of the page, right after the P.S., and always include a P.S. line. It's read 80% of the time. 61. Here are some free publicity opportunities that often get overlooked. Directories and resource books, like those put out by the Chamber of Commerce and other community groups. Calendar and event listings. Sponsor an open house or consumer demonstration and send a blurb to local newspapers treating the event as a news story or community event rather than as a business promotion. Sponsor baseball, basketball, and hockey teams. Call them the whatever your name is, Tigers. Not only will your name be on the uniforms, it will appear in the one-loss standings published by your local paper each week. Letters to the editor. Letters to the editor tend to be well-read in most papers. However, if you're looking for a marketing advantage, better limit your views to non-controversial business or community topics. You are perfectly entitled to your opinion on abortion, gun control, and every other controversial subject, but it can be very bad for business if you insist on shouting it from the rooftops. Tip 62. Are you getting all the business you should out of friends and relatives of employees? Try giving each employee a reward, say $25, every time a new customer names them as the source of referral. They'll talk up the business till they're hoarse. 63. Extreme close-ups of a product attract attention. Remember this merchandising tip when selecting photos for newspaper ads. 64. Here are 10 ways to raise your market share. 1. Cut price. 2. Hire away a competitor's ace sales generator. 3. Increase the number of sales personnel, service technicians included in this category. 4. Step up advertising and promotion. 5. Open more locations in an area. 6. Focus on a market niche. 7. Offer more liberal financing terms. 8. Increase the number of jobs you bid on. 9. Sell more products and services to the same customers. 10. Improve your value-added services and charge more for them. Tip 65. Tap into the clean water boom by installing a high-quality water treatment system in your shop. Fill bottles with that purified water and attach a private label. Then hand them out as free gifts to customers, inviting them to taste the difference between your treated water and what they get from their own tap. Bet you could sell a few water treatment systems that way. 66. Are you installing materials supplied by the customer? Be sure to make a note to that effect on the invoice and work ticket. It reminds the customer that you are not responsible for defects and establishes a written record in case of a dispute months or even years down the road. 67. Bugged by lowball competitors? Tackle them head-on with advertising messages along these lines. We fix cheap work. Our price is right because our work gets done right. We specialize in fixing other people's mistakes. 68. Benefits talk, cute stuff walks. A lot of people fall in love with teaser headlines that play on words, utilize pop culture, or engage in other forms of cuteness. But one study of thousands of advertisements found that headlines offering specific benefits were 4 times more effective than those that play it cute. 69. Send promotions with invoices. Ever notice how utilities, credit card companies, and others send their monthly bills in envelopes packed with promotional offers? They get more bang for their postage that way. Things you can enclose with your invoice include a newsletter, brochure, business card, sales flyer, magnets, etc., as well as flyers for other businesses as part of a cross-promotion. However, many people hate to fumble through all that paper trying to locate the bill and return envelope, so limit enclosures to 1 or 2 per mailing. Number 70. Go after foreign language business. Is there someone in your company who speaks a foreign language fluently? Send out a press release touting the fact that you now have bilingual or maybe even trilingual or quadruple lingual capabilities in your organization. Promote these capabilities in your advertising as well. 71. Reprints galore. Have you ever had a feature article or favorable news story published about your company? Buy thousands of reprints. They never grow old, and you can give them out for years to come. 72. There are a few public relations professionals who make their billing conditional on getting your material published. If they don't get you publicity, you don't pay. So ask around. Try to locate these folks. 73. How often do you launder drop cloths? The answer with too many firms is hardly ever. It does little good for service techs to wear booties and be otherwise attuned to cleanliness if they drag in a year's worth of grime every time they use a drop cloth. Tip number 74, words to avoid. Few statements sound as annoying to a customer as, "That's not our policy. Don't use it." Here's an exception to the rule. "That's not our policy, but for you, we'll do it anyway." People love it when you bend the rules for them. 75. Positives outsell negatives. Market researchers asked consumers to evaluate two packages of ground beef. One was labeled 75% lean and the other 25% fat. The vast majority of tasters perceived the lean package as better. Negative advertising works in politics, but almost nowhere else. 76. Discount media buys for TV, radio, and newspapers are often available just after their placement deadline has passed. That's when sales reps are eager to fill unsold space or time instead of running filler copy or house ads. If you can afford to be patient, you can pick up some good advertising buys. Number 77, the KISS principle. Keep it short and simple is the rule to follow for any special offers. Don't complicate promotional announcements with a bunch of eligibility rules and qualifications that will only confuse your customers. If people don't get the gist of an offer at a glance, they will turn their attention elsewhere. 78. Direct mailers catch a lot of grief from environmentally conscious consumers for wasting paper and other resources. Consider positioning yourself as an environmentally sound business by printing all promotions on recycled paper and make sure customers know that. 79. Smoke detectors give you a chance to be a hero. About 93% of American households now have smoke detectors, but at any given time, around one-third of them don't work. Service techs can perform a great service for customers simply by checking smoke detectors and replacing batteries or supplying new ones as needed. 80. Be an even bigger hero. Use the smoke detectors as a talking point to also sell carbon monoxide detectors. Also, watch for health alerts about CO poisoning. Health authorities are coming to realize that occurrences are much more frequent than previously thought because the symptoms are easily confused with other ailments. 81. Permission is needed in some states to do a credit check. If you live in one of those states, does your work order contain language authorizing you to do a credit check? Better check. 82. Plagued by rubbery checks? For new or risky customers, establish a credit card fallback. Get their credit card number and a signature just in case a check doesn't clear. 83. What about when you're told the check's in the mail? Ask for the check number and date. The response or lack thereof will pretty much tell you if the customer is leveling with you. 84. Shoe polish, a comb, mouthwash, and cologne are items every service tech should have handy throughout the day. Consider putting kits together for them. Number 85. Valves are just valves, but they acquire a bit more value in the mind of the customer if you start referring to them as emergency water stops. Electrical conduit can be wiring safety enclosures, and so on. Get the picture? 86. Is it better to sign credit cards or not? Some people prefer not to sign, thinking that if the card is stolen, the thief could copy their signature. However, an unsigned card makes fraud more likely. It is harder for a thief to match a signature than it is to simply sign an unsigned card. Besides, in most cases, credit card companies can't hold you responsible for unauthorized purchases, or if they do, it will only be for a nominal sum like $50. 87. Want to really get in tight with community leaders? Encourage employees to participate in local volunteer activities on company time up to a certain number of hours each week. Have them participate while wearing company uniforms and name badges and driving company vehicles. 88. Professional telephone techniques are not only for incoming calls. Get in the habit of fully introducing yourself when making a call, such as, "This is John Smith at XYZ Service Company. I need to speak with Joe Jones." Full disclosure makes you sound more professional and important, and it makes it less likely you'll be screened out by an intermediary. 89. A plumbing contractor I know gave away a free American flag with every American-made water heater he sold. Great way to promote the brand. I don't know if the flag was American-made, however. 90. The Breakfast Club. Another extraordinarily clever marketing stunt pulled off by the firm was to send coffee and rolls to the guys who host a morning TV show in its market, along with a piggy bank shaped like a toilet that makes a flushing noise when a deposit is made. The TV guys loved the toilet and the goodies, and the company got its name mentioned for about the next 5 days. 91. The human face is perhaps the most visually striking graphic you can use in advertising and promotion. Do not hesitate to run close-up photos of company personnel where appropriate in brochures, newsletters, direct mail, yellow pager, newspaper advertisements, and so on. Caution number one. Be sure the featured face, whether male or female, is physically attractive. Otherwise, the positive impact will turn negative. Caution number two. Be sure it's a close-up photo and run suitably large. A full body shot reduced to a few inches in height has no dramatic value, nor does a half-inch square head and shoulders shot. Caution number three. If it's for a brochure or other promotion piece with a long shelf life, pick the prettiest or handsomest face that's likely to be with you for a while. It's embarrassing to feature employees who now work for someone else. Tip number 92. Your service techs must be patient with people who speak broken English or have a speech impediment. Teach them the following procedures. A. In a pleasant tone of voice, ask the person to speak slowly. B. Repeat slowly what the person tells you, then ask, "Is that correct?" C. Resort to a pad of paper to jot down key words. D. Avoid jargon, slang, technobabble, and complicated words. Keep your vocabulary simple. Number 93. Direct mail response gets a boost from so-called involvement devices. Examples include peel and stick yes-no stamps for replies, quizzes tied to a prize when the answers get mailed in, or even quickie quizzes with answers that appear elsewhere in the same piece. 94. Don't ever trust phonetic spellings by service workers and CSRs. Instruct them to always ask customers for a correct spelling of their name. Even a common name like Smith may be spelled S-M-I-T-H-E or S-M-Y-T-H. Why risk embarrassment and potential loss of goodwill for misspelling customer names? This advice works in reverse, too. When they encounter a difficult name, instruct employees to jot down a phonetic spelling. For instance, my name, Olstinski, is almost impossible for most people to spell, but it's easy to pronounce as O-L-S-T-I-N-S-K-I, even though it's spelled much differently. 95. Try itemizing advertising results insertion by insertion. Most of you will find that with each successive appearance of an ad, response tends to increase. Think of an ad like drops of water. One drop doesn't start to dissolve buyer resistance until combined with many other drops. Another value to this exercise is that it will tell you when response starts dropping off. That may be a signal that the ad is turning stale and needs to be revamped. 96. Sharp story angles enhance your quest for free publicity. Trade editors get bombarded with news releases saying that so-and-so just landed a $1 million construction contract to build such-and-such. Ho-hum. Try a little harder to tickle the fancy of jaded journalists. What is it about the project that makes it important? Is it the first of its kind, the largest ever, different than anything ever built by anyone? In other words, what's the man-bites-dog angle that would interest someone outside of your company? Remember, trade editors are not interested in how important the project is to you. We're concerned with what it means to our readers. 97. Are you getting quite a few wrong numbers on your cellular phone? Lots of calls asking for someone you don't know, calls at unexpected hours. All of these could be warnings that a cellular thief may be using your number. Better start reviewing your phone bill as closely as you do your credit card statement. And if you don't review your credit card statements, you're in really big trouble. Number 98. Top service tech prospects often can be found among the ranks of utility company meter readers. Most have a leg up on raw novices in technical knowledge, have passed drug screening, and received customer relations training. If you can offer them better pay, many would jump at the opportunity to come work for you. Number 99. Remember that advertising does not sell a thing. All you can expect an ad to do is generate phone calls. Keep this concept in mind when writing your next ad message. It will help eliminate the clutter that is the most common mistake of small business ads. Avoid the temptation to tell everything about your company and the services you offer. Just try to get the phone to ring. Tip number 100. Want to encourage prompt arrival in the morning? Offer free coffee and rolls until 5 minutes before starting time. Then start charging for them. Finally, tip number 101. People get sick of filling out forms. So don't make them jot down their name, address, phone, and other routine information that you already have on file or can obtain from a business card. Just get a signature and any other information you don't have, then fill in the rest for them. It's a nice little customer service touch. It's also part of a general principle applicable to everything you do in business. That is, make it easy for the customer to do business with you. That's it, friends. 101 profit-building tips. I hope they help you enjoy the prosperity you so richly deserve.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's tape. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Better yet, check out Grandy & Associates on the World Wide Web. Our website provides a detailed schedule of coming full-day seminars. Our address is www.grandyassociates.com, and it is also printed on the tape insert. Again, our website address is www.grandyassociates.com. One last comment. If you would like a free copy of Grandy Associates' newest catalog of products and services, simply give us a call at 1-800-432-7963. The Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.